Episode number 485, The Thin Line.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hi, Priscilla. I'm actually at home in Austin, Texas this week. I figured I would reintroduce myself to my house. I haven't seen it very much. So I'm here in Austin this week, and I have a guest on today's show, David Alexander. David has been an executive director for BNI for more than 17 years. He's been associated with this organization for more than 17 years. I consider David a friend. I've known him for a long time. He invited my wife and I to his wife and his wedding, Kimberly, quite a few years ago, and it was an amazing event. What I loved most, David, about that was it was like looking like it was going to rain. It was outside. The rain held off until the very last sentence, and then the heavens opened up right after the wedding was done, and everyone went inside. It was like somebody had a direct line to God to say, hey, just hang on to the water for just a little while. It was an amazing. Amazing wedding. David's also my co-author in a book called Networking Like a Pro. And David and I are actually here together in Austin working on the second edition of Networking Like a Pro. And you've got a great concept today, David, called the thin line. And people are going to be wondering, what does that mean? I had to ask you, what does that mean? So share with us this concept because I think it's perfect for BNI members.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for bringing me on your podcast today. And for your audience, it was kind of funny. Yesterday, I said to Ivan, you know, I'd really like to do a podcast. And Ivan was like, well, we have one tomorrow. How would you like to participate? So I like when the universe delivers something that quickly. So thank you so much.
Yeah, my
pleasure to be a part of this. So the thin line, take a moment if you're listening, except maybe if you're driving, and close your eyes and think about a time in your life where you had a breakthrough, where you went maybe from kind of ordinary to extraordinary, or something happened that was just a remarkable period or a remarkable point in your life. While you're kind of thinking that through, I'll share a story with you that happened to me. Let's see, it happened about 2 years ago. Just trying to think of my age. I think I was 44 years old. That's kind of relevant in this story. I'm a triathlete, and I'm a pretty competitive triathlete, actually. And 2 years ago, I was kind of at the height of my game. I had really been training hard, really had the fundamentals of the sport down. And I was going to a race with a bunch of friends. And one of my friends was a 28-year-old who was also at the top of his game, very, very competitive. And all my friends, including this guy, were really razzing me about how bad he was going to beat me during this race. And so we started the race, and we were together when we started, and once again, they all sort of reminded me how bad I was going to get beat by this young 28-year-old that was with us. And during that race, I'm not even sure what happened, but I developed a focus that I've probably never had in a race before. And that focus in that case was really kind of driven by competition, I guess, you know, by friends, you know, by people saying, hey, you know, you can't do it. And I'm thinking to myself, I can do it. And so I raced my heart out. Literally at the end of the race, I collapsed after it was over with. I was laying on the ground, you know, hands out. I mean, I was done. When I went and looked at the times, I beat him by a matter of seconds. And so sometimes that's kind of the thin line, right? And the power behind that story is not necessarily the fact that I beat him, but it's the fact that it changed my perception, really. It changed my sport. It changed me. in many ways. And so I think oftentimes we can look and we can start to figure out what happens that makes us cross that thin line that takes us, you know, to a breakthrough versus just mediocrity.
That's a great story, David, and it reminds me of something that I've read in the past about the difference in 1 degree of temperature, where it's just that one step further that makes all the world of difference. And industrial society today exists because of 1 degree difference, 211 degrees to 212 degrees Fahrenheit. 212 degrees is boiling, and when we were able to boil water, we could the steam engine was born, and industrial society began, and it just one little difference, one little degree is the difference between an agricultural society and an industrial society, and I think that in a way that's kind of what you're talking about. It's just that thin line, and once you break through it, incredibly magical things can happen. So what changed with you that created that breakthrough?
Well, you know, there was a lot that goes into it, right? And I agree with you with the 212, 211 degree story. You know, oftentimes it is just that 1 degree. It is just that thin line. But the fact is, and I think sometimes we forget this, you got to do the work to get to that thin line. There's not a shortcut. You know, the fact is the only reason I was able to beat him by a matter of seconds is because I had put in the time. I had spent countless hours on the bike. I would, you know, had my running at, you know, tip-top shape. My swimming was down. I mean, I had done the work so that I could actually cross that thin line. Now, when I crossed that thin line, sure, lots of stuff changed. For one, I had a really good time after that race, harassing him and everybody else I did the race with. I'm still harassing him, as a matter of fact, all these years later. I haven't raced him again, though, by the way, not on purpose, but it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future. But, you know, just crossing that thin line in that particular instance built my confidence. You know, it really built my determination. You know, and as a matter of fact, that same season, I went on to podium in the sport in my age group. And like, I don't know if it was the next race or the race after, but I'm not sure if that would have happened had I not crossed that little thin line at that particular race. And I think that thin line exists everywhere in our lives. You know, it exists in business. I mean, sometimes you will look at your business and you've had a breakthrough. Maybe that's through client acquisition or an operational process or something has happened. This has been quite a breakthrough. But it's probably not so much of a breakthrough as it is training that led to a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the most powerful part of this particular, you know, story is it takes some work to cross that thin line.
Right.
But when you cross that thin line, magic happens.
Yeah, well, listen, it does take work. I've said for years that the secret to success without hard work is still a secret. You know, it doesn't exist. If it does, someone needs to tell me, because the only way I've ever found success is really through hard work. But that sometimes it just takes that little extra effort that is the thin line that you're describing. So this is great information for people to think about in terms of their own business, their own life. But let's tie this into BNI really specifically. Can you tie this in some way to the BNI member who's sitting there thinking, this is great for me, how does it apply in BNI?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And yes, I can tie it in. Now, one of the things that we've really been working hard with our BNI chapters and BNI members with is the concept of going green. You know, all members probably know we have a system called the Member Traffic Lights.
And the Traffic Lights is part of BNI Connect. So everyone, you should be on BNI Connect and checking out the Traffic Lights that he's talking about. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, no, absolutely. And we found some interesting statistics with these member traffic lights, and I'll share those statistics with you. I went, and this is just for my regions that I oversee. I went and I looked at the referrals that green members on the member traffic light system passed. And this is a giving system, right? So I looked at the number of referrals they gave over a course of the last 6 months. The number was 28.95. Let's just call it 29. That's amazing. I mean, these people are really making it happen. They're giving. They're all in for their chapters. And then I looked at the other end of the spectrum. The number was not quite as good. I looked at how many referrals the gray members in this traffic light system have, which I guess gray is like
low red. So I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, it's the lowest level. green, yellow, red, and then gray is the lowest level.
Correct. So I guess gray is like the background of the traffic light, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So anyways, looking at the gray members, they gave 5.6 referrals over the course of the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And so think about that for a second. I think maybe that point between yellow and green possibly is that thin line. And when you look at chapters and they set goals for being a $1 million chapter, a $5 million chapter, a $10 million chapter, they set membership goals of where they want to be. It occurred to me that this is the one thing possibly that can make those goals happen. Just hypothetically speaking, what if half of a chapter's members were green? Think what that would do for the volume of referrals that are passed. Now, and I know in the areas I oversee, a referral is worth over $1,200. And so if you, I guess, would that be quadruple the number of referrals that are being passed just by one simple little thing, going green, think the productivity that would create in the chapter. Think of the money that members would receive as thank you for closed business within that chapter. And so I guess really my proposal or my thought is maybe between yellow and green is that thin line in BNI, where once it's crossed, truly extraordinary things.
And I think it's possible to have a few thin lines. There's probably a thin line between the gray and the red, and between the red and the yellow, and that big one at yellow and green. And you know, the goal should be, because I've always felt you start with the end in mind, you want to get into green, but first you got to get out of gray. So you move towards getting into yellow, and that's that first thin line.
You know,
and that second thin line.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think, you know, mentoring, I think support, you know, you've said this for years. Ivan, one of the most magic questions of BNI, how can I help you?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. Maybe the thin line is even more relevant between gray and red, possibly, than you know, yellow and green.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think there probably are a couple of thin lines. And you know what? They're not easy to cross over. But when you cross over them, life changes. Your experience changes.
And the difference between the green and the gray is five times. Five times difference.
Wow.
5.6 to 28.9. Multiply 5.6 times times 5. And it's actually less than 28.9. So it's like 5 point something.
You are a brave soul doing math on a podcast.
I did it live, too. Well, hey, this is great stuff. We're out of time, David. This is really good. Do you have any closing thoughts before we wrap up?
Go green.
Go green.
I have one quick thought. Just a real quick thing. And this is part of the process. If you're determining to do something, whether it's winning that triathlon or going green in on traffic lights, avoid distraction. At all costs, set your goal, steer the ship, and don't get off course. Avoid distraction.
I think that goes really well to something that I've said on this podcast many times. Do 6 things 1,000 times, not 1,000 things 6 times.
Absolutely.
And you stay focused, and that'll get you past that thin line that you're talking about. Great content today, David. I really appreciate you being on the podcast. Really good material. And I hope if you're listening to this podcast, I would urge you to take some notes and take this back to your chapter, especially education coordinators. This is a great topic to take back to your chapter and have a conversation with everyone. It just a few thin lines to go from gray to green, but five times the results if you can do that. Thank you, David. Priscilla?
Thank you.
Over to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's it for this week. I'd like to thank Dr. Meisner and David Alexander for joining us. And I'd like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thanks for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you will join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.